USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Texas abortion law is essentially an abortion bounty law.
The President and I are unequivocal in our support of Roe v. Wade and the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade and the right of women to make decisions for themselves with whomever they choose about their own body.
Former President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to the New York City Fire Department and New York City Police Department on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. He went on to criticize President Joe Biden's pullout from Afghanistan, saying that it hasn't been covered properly by the media and that he felt it was very disappointing. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden laid a wreath at the Flight 93 National Memorial Saturday after spending the morning at the Ground Zero ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Everybody says, Biden, why do you keep insisting on trying to bring the country together? That's the thing that's going to affect our well-being more than anything else how the rest of the world responds. Knowing that we actually can, in fact, lead by the example of our power. I think we can do it. We've got to do it.
Biden spoke to reporters outside the Shankville Volunteer Fire Station. The body of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan returned home to Massachusetts on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that led to America's longest war. A procession including Marines, local and state police, firefighters, and city officials escorted the hearse bearing Sergeant Johanny Rosario Pichardo's flag-draped casket on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Texas Attorney General is suing schools that are defying mask bans. Wendy King has more.
For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing six school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in the state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and six counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Representative John Yarmuth, Democrat of Kentucky, said during a recent budget reconciliation markup meeting that he opposed an amendment proposed by Representative Mary Miller, Republican of Illinois, that would require parental consent for schools to administer vaccines to children, with the Democrat lawmaker challenging the idea that parents always know what's best for their kids' health. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.